line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. An off week last week for your team. After that Elon game that I know was disappointing, was it tough being off last week, or do you feel like the break was good for your guys?
Well, it was needed. We went in to, we played probably, four guys, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that, were nicked up pretty good and didn't practice most of the week. And, that was tough. And this week's given us a chance to heal them up a little bit. It gave us a chance to go back and work on fundamentals. I think it was probably at the right time. And so I think we got a lot of work done.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Your question comes from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Huseman, you've been going to morning practices here this season. I wonder what was behind that, and how do you feel they've gone?
Well, I like them a lot. Part of it was the academic component. Some of the class we had to take bumped right up to meetings. They were sprinting to get here. Anytime you have grad school students, there's a lot of night classes. And so, there was a window there that was so tight in the afternoon, we'd lose the grad school kids. A lot of these kids would just be sprinting back over here from a class and try to get taped into meetings. And we just figured, not many people, have 8 o'clock classes anymore. Not many people have 9 o'clock, even 9 o'clock classes. So we just said, don't take a 9 o'clock class. And I think it's been good. As long as our players continue to buy into it, get the sleep that they need, I think it'll be pretty good for us.
I may please follow up and ask about your quarterback situation. As you move into the Fordham game this week, do you intend to keep rotating those two guys?
We'll see. We'll see. Joe's a little banged up. He missed practice yesterday. He'll probably go limited Tuesday. So, it looks like, Bo will probably, get the majority of the reps this week and will probably start the game. And then we'll see how things go, with Bo in there. You guys know, you need all hands on deck in every capacity. So we'll see how it progresses. Bo's getting better and better each week. So, he'll start this week for us. And hopefully, Joe will get back to, maybe by Wednesday practice, going more. And then probably Friday he'll be full go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hi, Chris Frost. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing great. Talk about calling up to New York City to play Fordham, because I know a lot of CA teams don't play Fordham all the time, but I know Stony Brook just got done playing with them. Are you going to use that film to get ready for a team that you haven't played that much?
Well, we played them last year here at home.
Okay.
They came down here. We had a home and home series with them, and so we're returning the game up there. But obviously, we use all the film they play. And anything that kind of suits our personnel and our looks. We'll use Stony Brook obviously, but we'll use all the games they played this year.
Thanks, Chris. Good luck this week.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Russ, as you've gone back, I'm sure you've done a lot of self-analyzing during that time off. What do you feel like your team has done well through this first three games that you have to build on?
I don't know. It's been hard because, the first game, like I said, we were better than them. And then the second game, they were better than us. And then third game, we didn't play very well, and Elon played well. And it's still up in the air, what our team is, is all about. But, you know, I think we've got good players. I say it every week. You know, we've got good players, great kids. We just got to kind of put it together and play like we're capable of playing.
Just flipping that around, are there any, I guess, areas of emphasis, of things that really stand out that you'd like to see your team do better?
Well, obviously we got to tackle better, for sure. That showed up this past week. You know, we got to create takeaways defensively. No question about that. We're not real good right there. And we got to rush the passer better. So, you know, that, you know, those are things defensively, you know, for sure. And then offensively, you know, we got to, you know, even with Bo playing, I mean, we got to push the ball down the field. He can do it. And, you know, and then continue to, you know, to keep doing well, block on the perimeter, be tough on the perimeter, and, you know, keep our run, get our run game going. And we've been running the ball decently, you know, not great, but okay. But we got to run the ball, no question.
One of the guys that we really haven't had a chance to talk about yet from a special team standpoint is your freshman, Jake Larson. Hasn't missed yet, 3-for-3 on field goals, 8-for-8 on extra points, and then also has been in the punter role, averaging almost 42 yards a kick. How did you come about getting him, and what has he brought to your kicking game in general?
Well, we actually signed him late after spring practice, and, you know, after spring practice is over, we made the decision we were going to look for one, and, you know, so our special teams coordinator, Bobby Maffei, you know, he got a list of 10 names, and probably right at the top of that list was Jake. And, you know, he had gone to St. Francis Academy, which is a tremendous football school. He's from Northern Virginia. We got him down here for a visit, offered him. He was going to walk on at Buffalo. We offered him, and, you know, he made the decision to come here. And it's, you know, he's been really good. He's calm, collected. He got a strong leg, so we've been really pleased with what he's done.
As you've started to take a look at Fordham, what are some of the challenges? You talked about your familiarity with them from a year ago, and you've seen them play Stony Brook on tape a little bit. What are some of the challenges that they're going to present?
Well, you know, they're well coached. There's no question about that. They play hard. You know, offensively, they'll spread you out, you know, and I think the quarterback's really good. He didn't play against us last year. He played another guy, and this guy was a true freshman. And I think after our game, I think he played the rest of the time. Very talented player. I think their wideouts run very well. And so I think their skill, you know, they can get it on the perimeter. They've got three backs who run really well. So they can spread you out and run the football. They can spread you out and get it on the perimeter with pretty good players out there. Defensively, you know, they do multiple things. You know, they know what they're doing on defense. Again, they put their kids in really good positions for the most part. I mean, I know Stony Brook got them on a couple things, but, you know, they're going to play hard. They've got great tradition at Fordham, and I don't think they're going to be afraid of us by any stretch of the imagination.
After this break and coming out of this bye, what's the biggest thing, if there's one thing that you want to see from your team on Saturday?
Well, you know, I think we got to play better all the way across the board, offense, defense, kicking game. Our kicking game hasn't been great. We've got to be more physical on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. You know, I'd just like to see, you know, assignment sound, physicality, and go play and play loose and have fun playing football.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for the time today. Safe travels to Fordham, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks. See you guys.
All right, see you.